Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That's right, the drive is live. Byron is in the building because Tyler is in Minneapolis. More on that. Tyler sent a picture this morning. Got up. Tyler slid down to the Breakfast Club. Go ahead, baby. I see you, Tyler. Got the chicken and waffles rolling there. Him and Megan look like they went in and said, let's stand in this line this morning, get a little bit of that Breakfast Club. Go ahead with them. But no, have a good time and come on out with us on this Football Friday, as we are here at Aranda's Sports Bar. Listen, I've already had some fajitas. I've had some steak fajitas. It was well put together. It was very, very delicious, very tasty. And as Clint said before we were on the air, Clint said you could throw the menu up there. You could take a dart and throw it at it, and he could just get himself good and feeling good from anything that dart hits.
Hey, I used to throw some darts in a couple of the old watering holes around Baytown, man. You got to just extend to the target, boom, just throw them darts out there. So I could probably
never,
hit.
Never done that.
You ain't never thrown darts? You'd love darts. You like as much of that, what do you call it, beer pong you like?
I've never thrown
darts.
Hey, darts.
Look, you mess around, and I see you and Courtney, members of a dart league, in one of these old smoky neon joints around here somewhere. It's addicting now.
No, I see some guys be wearing like the things around their forearms, like I've seen competition stuff on the Ocho or something.
It's like, just I'd never played anything other than just the regular old darts, throw at the bullseye and try to outscore or whatever, you know. But the cricket game is you know, where you got to obviously hit every number on the board kind of deal. And so you can do it in teams, and you got to hit each number three times, whether it's a double or a triple or a single. It's a really fun game. It goes pretty quick, and you can play in teams. You'd absolutely love it, man. I could see you doing that. If they had a dartboard in here, maybe we could throw them around a little bit.
Yeah, why not? I wouldn't mind it. But they got a station right here next to this bar, and margaritas are rolling right here. You can see them, and you can come out and enjoy it. As we said here, Football Friday. Every single Friday, again, just to reset again, where we're what you could potentially win, as we're here at Aranda Sports Bar. Every hour, we will hook somebody up with tickets. You got to be in the building though, and you'll see. You can't miss our raffle box as soon as you roll in. Tickets to the University of Houston as they will host the Iowa State Cyclones. Every hour, you'll be able to win that and a prize pack from the University of Houston, includes a T-shirt and some other things also. As Clint said, two Academy Sports and Outdoor $25 gift cards as well. You got a chance to win those. And I was off. It is five $25 gift cards. We're hooking people up for Aranda Sports Bar and Grill or any of the locations they have. Five, one per hour. We're hooking people up. As you can win those gift cards. All you got to do is be in here, sign your name, put it in the raffle box, and hang with us for the next couple of hours, and you'll have a chance to win those. And I see, boy, she's cutting up the fruit. They're ready to get it in.
Fresh.
Today. Fresh. Fresh.
Hey,
yeah.
Not fresh, fresh. Not fresh, fresh. Them oranges over there. Hey, Ron,
focused.
There's.
Look how meticulous she is. She is focused on this thing.
Dialed in.
I might have to get me one. And
got an LSU fan over in the building. Y'all be careful. Look out for that guy. Hey, you actually got five tickets. You can get one hour. You can give two away, Chief. About that. Unless you're going to stick around for an extra hour.
No, I got to take the boys to the barbershop. But no, man, it's going to be a good time out here. So come hang out with us. Clint. The people, I want to kick this off here. The Texans on this Football Friday, they are a 2-point favorite on the road in Minneapolis, and we look at this. Minnesota is 2-0. This is one of the surprises, I believe, on the schedule. I think when you looked at the schedule, I don't believe we looked at it and thought the Vikings are going to be a tough test. I think when you went through the schedule, you checked this one as a win. Many Texans fans did. But the Vikings appear to be a better team. They are 2-0. They just beat the NFC champion San Francisco 49ers, and they controlled that game the whole way. Sam Darnold has looked really, really good. And I would just throw this out. 2-point favorite. You're 2-0. They're 2-0. You're going on the road. Is this a time where you have reached the place where you now expect the Houston Texans to win this game on Sunday against a Vikings team that's 2-0 that just beat the 49ers? Are you at the expectation, a team, I know you're still holding out hope, that may not be without their top two running backs, some injury concerns there, loss of Brevin Jordan, do you expect for them to walk in and win this game?
Yes.
So this is an expectation. You expect them to do what the Niners couldn't do.
Yes.
That's where you are, huh?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you're the Niners, how early did Deebo Samuel go out of that game?
Not sure.
I'm not sure either, but they were missing Christian McCaffrey, and I don't want to minimize their victory. It was a good victory, but at the end of the day, if Sam Darnold led. And not knocking Sam Darnold, as I've said before, I think more highly of Sam Darnold. I have thought more highly of Sam Darnold than most for a long time now. But there's the reality of it is they let Kirk Cousins go. The quarterback they drafted in the first round gets hurt. They bring in a journeyman that has played poor football his entire career for one reason or another. And that guy is quarterbacking. Yes, they've got a good supporting cast. Yes, they've got an X-factor wide receiver that's a top two or three guy in the entire NFL. Hell, he may be the best.
Yeah, Jefferson will be playing.
Absolutely. So I get it. But when it comes to the Texans right now, this is a Super Bowl caliber team. I don't believe the Minnesota Vikings are viewed as a Super Bowl caliber team, even though they're sitting at 2-0. Even though they beat the Giants, even though they turned around and beat the San Francisco 49ers, I don't believe there's anybody looking at the Minnesota Vikings and going, Super Bowl caliber, Super Bowl contender. I don't think Vegas is doing it. I don't think anybody in their right mind that covers the NFL is doing it at this point in time. Now, you may be at week 8. You may be at week 6. But right now, it's not happening. So, and on the other hand, the Texans are in that conversation. Absolutely are in that conversation. They've been in that conversation for a while. Now, I think it's legit starting off 2-0 with what we've seen from this team. This is a game that the Texans got to go on the road and win this football game. Absolutely. If you're gonna be a Super Bowl contending football team, this is one you got to go get.
Yeah. Man, it's the question that we're talking about. Have you reached a point with the Texans, understanding who may be available, who may not be available? Have you reached the point where you view this is a game you expect the Texans to win? Right, like Sunday night. The Bears coming into town with a rookie quarterback, you expected the Texans to win. You would be disappointed if the Texans lost that game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know that I was that way against the Colts. I don't know that I would have been disappointed.
You are now. You would be now, right?
Now. But walking into it, I wouldn't say that I would have been I expect that they walk in and win, that they're this team. That if they hadn't just done this to the Niners – That is the
big
thing
win
to hold up, because the Niners went into Minneapolis, and this is a team, even without Deebo, this is a team that still, you know, has Ayuk, and they got a running game where, yes, Christian completely changes it, but they still rushed for 100 yards in that game. Their running back still rushed for 100 yards. Like, it is hard for me to say go do what the San Francisco 49ers, who have been, I think, the second best organization the last couple of years, go do what the San Francisco 49ers couldn't do. I think absolutely they can win this game. I think absolutely they deserve to be favorites in this game, even though the Vikings are 2-0. But I don't know if I've quite gotten to a point with this young team to say, I expect you to go on the road and beat another 2-0 team that's playing really well, that just at home beat the NFC favorite.
Well, I mean, here's where I'm at, Ron. I expect them to go win this football game. I think they are the better football team. I think they're convincingly better than the Minnesota Vikings. Am I going to fall off the wagon and all of a sudden get concerned if they don't take care of business on the road 1 week of a 17 week season? No, it's Minnesota's a good team. I think if you lose this game and they continue to play well, you look up mid season, you look up 10-12 games into the season, and you go, hey, you don't like to lose, but that wasn't a bad loss. It's not going to look like the Atlanta loss or the Carolina loss from last year. But my expectations for this football team are, I don't care if it's at home or on the road, when you're up against another team that has zero conversation about being a Super Bowl contender, I expect you to go handle your business and win.
Okay. So that's where you are.
Ain't nobody in their right mind would shape their lips to say a Sam Darnold-led Minnesota Viking team is a Super Bowl contender. And the Texans have been in that conversation since –
So
last
you're,
year.
You're at the point that any team that they face, no matter if it's home or road, that you don't consider a contender, you have the expectation that they win.
100%. Absolutely.
Someone's texting in, newsflash, Purdy isn't CJ. CJ is better than Purdy, end of story. That's true. CJ is also better than Caleb Williams. CJ is also better than Anthony Richardson. And I think if you play the way you played in those two games as a team on Sunday, I think you may lose that game. Even though especially against the Vikings, I think you may lose that game if you play that. So yes, I agree. They have the upper hand there at that point. This guy can coach and has gotten something the best out of him. So I get the thought of that, but the way they played the last couple of weeks, I'm not sure they go in and beat the Vikings. So, I think and understand why they're favored. This is just another step here.
It would be a solid win for the Texans. It would be a huge win for the Minnesota Vikings.
Followed by, which was a big, huge win for them last week.
I think
if the Vikings win this game, I think clearly people will look at the Vikings differently.
Mm-hmm.
If they go back-to-back weeks and beat the Vikings, they're rolling through, boy.
And a little margarita with a little tahini on top. Come on.
I'm telling you, folks out here.
Come on.
Can get themselves excited. Clint, we know Bryce is in the building holding it down, holding the ones and twos down because Tyler's out, Clint. And Tyler is—he's told us he's touched down in Minneapolis. He's in Minneapolis.
Only has he made it, I saw some chicken and waffles he was nailing. What was
that? That was here. That was at the Breakfast Club here. Yeah, he was here at Houston.
Oh,
he was at the Breakfast Club here. But then,
I mean, he was sending pictures of his food before he ever touched down in Minnesota, huh?
Yeah. Flew out, got to Minnesota.
Boy, I tell you what.
Now, if the Texans do lose,
you really got Andy. You really got him. He's confused right now.
What'd he do? What'd I do?
You don't see what's going on?
What's going on?
You are dialed into your computer on YouTube, so your camera's coming from your laptop. Andy thinks it's coming from that camera right there, and he keeps moving.
I'm looking so I can see Byron. Oh, Andy, yeah, just.
Hey, and he's got that. Hey, look, that thing right there. All joking aside, that camera right there would be good on Yao Ming and Ron.
That does look a little high, doesn't it?
Hey, I'm thinking, what are we doing over here? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that YouTube, that streaming stuff, boy, I tell you, it's a different level.
It is, but they'll have us right. But Tyler is going to Minneapolis. This will be the third time since we've been doing this show, third year in a row that Tyler goes to a road game. Now, he's 0-2. He went to Denver.
He's bad luck, man.
He went to Denver and wore that Davis Mills jersey.
I think he was 2 for 5 in his bets last night,
and they
too.
They were tight, winnable games for the Texans. And they lost to Denver. And then last year, the worst loss of the season, they lose to the Carolina Panthers, in which he shows up there in the D'Amico Ryan jersey. He is now going in
D'Amico Ryan jersey.
It was. He's going in. Him and his wife are wearing matching red battle red
Stroud
jerseys with black bottoms. I believe that's what they've.
So black britches.
Yep.
And are they going to have red Vans matching too?
Oh, I don't think she's wearing Vans. I think she draws a line there.
I got one of my. Oh, Tyler said they've got multiple colors of matching Vans.
Do they? Well, Hilton, they may be head to toe. That would be disturbing.
Hey,
be honest with you.
We need to talk about that.
That'd be disturbing.
How do you feel about that?
I wouldn't do it.
I mean, you and Courtney, if y'all go to a game somewhere, go to San Diego, man. You're going to see a game, and we're gonna get baby blue jersey and baby blue Vans and black bottoms all together matching.
Not a chance in hell.
What if they were baby blue Jordans?
Not a chance. I mean, I'd wear them, and we wouldn't wear them.
Y'all wouldn't wear them together.
No. The only time that me and Courtney have come close to Matt, we family reunion T-shirts. That's
yeah.
it, baby.
That's understandable.
We got to wear them.
Hey, I got one of my partners, boy. Him and his wife. They go on. It's like they go on vacation and they all take the same. They got 3-4 different pair of Jordans. They're all matching.
Oh, head to toe.
Outfit. Oh, everything's matching.
Head to toe. Tyler and Megan are in that same situation. But like this is the thing. If he goes down there and they lose to the Vikings, and this is 3 years in a row, like this the bad luck. It's a thing. It's a thing. Like we let him. Get away with it last year against the Panthers. After a while, we let him get out of that. But it is seriously a thing. If Tyler goes down there and lose for a third time, like he's just got to stop. He's a bad luck charm. Like now it would really build. He was there game 7 last year against the Rangers when they just absolutely got destroyed. I mean, this would end the debate. That Tyler is a Houston bad luck.
And it's going to crush him, too, because he's just going to quit going on away games. I mean, it's just you're going to have to tell him you can't go no more. Stay your ass at home, man. Stay up there in Kingwood.
He said he's got to keep going. Huh? He got to quit going. No, he's going to keep going is what he's going to do. He's going to say the hell with it. But, yeah, Tyler, you're right. Tyler is going to have to stay his ass home and do it for Houston. Someone said, if he loses, I'm going to kill him.
Tyler's got a lot on the line here. Yeah. I'm sure he's going to bet. He's going to have 10 different bets as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tyler, yeah, just stay your ass at home, Tyler, after this. It's your last chance. I mean, he needs CJ and the boys to come through because if this thing happens the way it has, that's damn sure going to be a problem. All right, come on out. We're going to start hooking folks up. We got so many potential prizes for people to win. All you got to do is get on in here as we're at Aranda's Sports Bar right here in the Heights, right off of Shepherd, North Shepherd. Come on down here, put your name in the raffle box, and you will give yourself a chance to win multiple prizes. Come out, have a drink. They are making them things. I may need somebody to make me one. They are making these things, and it's going to be a good time to be had at here. All right, out here. All right, coming up to me. This is one of the real interesting decisions for D'Amico Ryans coming up in this game. And I am really intrigued to see how he plays this coming up on Sunday in the game. We'll discuss that as we continue rolling.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Right here on The Drive. That's right. Multiple prizes and gift cards for you to win, including multiple gift cards of $25 to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Multiple tickets to the University of Houston as they will host the Iowa State Cyclones, and multiple, when I say multiple, five gift cards to Taquerias Aranda's right here in any location. By the way, I've seen some people, heard some people, Clint, struggling to find Aranda's sports bar on Google Maps or on Maps. Yes, it is. We are sitting in that place, but this is Aranda's sports bar.
Yes.
Inside of Taquerias Aranda's. So that's where you can find it, on right off Shepherd. So come on out, hang out with us, and have yourself an opportunity to win some tickets, eat some good food, and I see Sean Pendergast already. He's got a frozen margarita. I see multiple margaritas being sipped on around here, and they look delicious. The fruit is fresh. Boy, I get those two F's in a row, boy. The fruit is fresh.
The FRFR, boy, gets you.
It gets me every time. It is going to be a good time to be had out here. All right, Clint, to me, this is arguably in terms of, like, football, what are they going to do, decisions and situations in this game?
Yep.
And I got to give a shout-out to my guy DJ Bienemy, who covers the Texans each and every day as well for ESPN. He said, curious to see how D'Amico Ryans utilizes cornerback Derek Stingley Jr. Against Jordan Jefferson. Jordan Jefferson, by the way, who was injured in the game, he is going to play. He has practiced all week. But interested to see how he is going to have the Texans coverage on Justin Jefferson. Do you follow him with Derek Stingley Jr., or do you put Stingley on wide receiver two and maybe have a constant double team with Kamari Lassiter and a safety or something else? How do you handle, and I think that's going to be a big thing, how does D'Amico decide to handle Jordan Jefferson? Because last week, he followed DJ Moore, it seemed like, a lot of the times. And then last year, we know with Cooper, he followed him and shut him down after they had issues with him. That, to me, is going to be interesting, how D'Amico decides, and Matt Burke, I guess, how they decide to handle the Jordan Jefferson situation.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because, one, if they ask him to shadow Justin Jefferson, it's going to be the tallest task that that's been laid at his feet. That's for damn sure. I mean, you're talking about one of, if not the best receiver in the league. And if you're going to follow him, whether you play zone or man, you're going to have your hands full all day long. And so I would think that he is going to follow him, but he's going to play more zone than you think. I think that's the key. Whatever side
zone behind
whatever side Justin Jefferson goes to, you follow him with Stingley, whether you, regardless of what your coverage is, and then that way when you do surprise him with some kind of man pressure, you're not giving it away by Derek Stingley following or shadowing Justin Jefferson. I think that's what we see happening is huddle breaks, Justin Jefferson goes to the right, then Derek Stingley is going to go to the defense's left, the offense's right, and follow him, and that's how they're going to play. Now you get into the motion game, the bunch game. Can Kevin O'Connell and company, can they figure out a way to bust Justin Jefferson loose in that kind of situation? So we will see how they end up ultimately.
How do you feel about that, Clint?
Because I just think it's the only answer. If you cannot allow an offensive play caller with a player like Justin Jefferson to simply call it the strength of his formation and get his best player matched up with one of your lesser players. No disrespect, just it's not Derek Stingley, right? You can't afford that to happen. You damn sure can't let it happen in critical situations. And you can't pick and choose because then you're giving away when it's man. So you've got to commit to an approach. And now, if it's not working, then the adjustment may be something different. But, yeah, I just don't know how. Given that, here's the deal, Ron. They're schematically on the offensive side of the football. This is college football. This is, and not to dumb it down too much, but the way that they play, and it's very similar to the way a lot of the Shanahan group plays, is they want to stretch you sideline to sideline, and then when you get real nosy and you get down there trying to make tackles and trying to cover all the gaps and play responsible football, then they've got a guy that can absolutely gash you over the top, right? The problem with Minnesota is they've been good at that for two games, and the problem is the weapon they have that gashes you is the best in the league. You know what I mean? It's Justin Jefferson. So it's what I think a lot of the teams in the league are trying to do nowadays and spread you out, but they've just got a better weapon to strike you when it matters most. So they're going to have to play a lot of zone in order to keep these bubble screens and this quick game and this and all that stuff. They're going to have to play a lot of zone to keep that in front of them.
I like that thought better, that because when you're saying zone, clearly you're saying that it ain't just Derek Stingley by himself.
No.
There is help. I like that thought of it. I look at it and what DJ kind of put out there, it's what Belichick would do. Belichick, when the Patriots really, they would have Stephon Gilmore take out the second best threat. And the Chiefs is who this would happen to. They wouldn't put him on Tyreek Hill. They would just hard double Tyreek Hill with their second corner and a safety, and then put Gilmore on Kelce. And that was what they would do, put him on the second guy. So it's just a hard double. In this case, it'd be Kamari Lassiter, with a safety, just showing immediately and then trying to say Stingley take out whoever. And obviously the Vikings' second receiver isn't Kelce, whoever that is.
I think that's a critical part to that. That would be my pushback to it. Is you're, essentially what Belichick was doing was saying Kelce is more important and more critical to what Kansas City wants to do than anybody on the field, so we're going to put our best corner on him, take him out of the game, and then force them to beat you with wide receivers, force them to take shots over the top with zone coverage and a safety doubling. So I think if the Vikings had a Kelce, you know, at the number two receiver or number two threat offensively, I could get down with that. But right now, I don't see it being anybody other than Justin Jefferson getting that
attention. Apparently, I've called Justin his brother, Jordan Jefferson, apparently,
okay,
from the text line.
Jordan was an all right
old
boy.
My fault. Justin, I meant. I guess maybe I've been – I watched them on that damn receivers, and I saw them both on there. Jordan, who really wishes his career turned out a little bit differently than it did. But my fault. Justin Jefferson. JJ, Justin Jefferson. That's going to be an interesting thing. If I think about it with D'Amico, I bet he doesn't just do the same thing the whole time. I bet there potentially is some switch up.
Yeah.
There may be some switch up there. And I think a good point someone on the text line also made was, hey, get to the quarterback. That's a way to kind of handle to handle Jefferson.
I don't care who you put on Justin Jefferson. If you don't get to the quarterback and harass the quarterback, you're going to have problems.
Yep.
That end of the day, like, that's why I was talking earlier, Ron, about like yesterday about like this whole thought that, and I understand what D'Amico's saying in terms of the pass rush and the coverage, you know, all, both mattering and being married and working together. I get all that. But the success that the Texans defense has had to date is, especially last week, was all about the pass rush, right? And so I don't want to get carried away with what we're talking about with the secondary. Obviously, Stingley's got a chance to be absolutely tremendous, but let's give credit where credit was due. Last week was on that defensive front that was getting home a lot.
All right, coming up, as we continue, there is some news, some important news that you need to know heading into this game that just dropped. We'll discuss that as we continue riding live here on a Football Friday. There we go, as we continue here. Make your way on out here. Sign your name up in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win multiple prizes, multiple tickets, multiple gift cards as well here in here at Aranda Sports Bar inside of Taquerias Aranda's. Come on out and hang out with us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And, Clint, here is some news about this game, and I want to pass this along to you and the people, and obviously this is going to be something we're reacting to throughout the day. The injury report is out, and designations are made. Clint, Damian Pierce, you said you were more concerned about him. He is listed as out for this game. Damian Pierce is going to be out. Doubtful is Joe Mixon. So both the running backs, at least they're saying already right now, who did not practice all week long, they're saying right now with the ankle, Joe Mixon is doubtful for this game, and they have already ruled Damian Pierce with that hamstring out. They have Juice Scruggs and Jarrett Patterson, the two centers, listed as questionable, as they were both limited in practice the last 2 days. So that's Jarrett Patterson did not practice on Friday. But at least Juice Scruggs did practice the last 2 days. But they are listed as questionable. So the big ones is your top two running backs, it looks like they are going to be out for this game.
Yeah, again, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Joe Mixon. Again, the ankle that he tried to play on, I understand that there's no sense in practicing on it, especially if you're a veteran player and you know the offense. So I'm just not completely counting Joe Mixon out.
You're holding out hope for this.
Well, I just think there's a chance that we see him. I mean, I said before, the ankle doesn't worry me. The hamstring does. Here, the hamstring's out. The ankle is still doubtful. We know how coaches like to play games and not give news that guys are going to try to play. And so, you know, we'll see. I think there's a chance we see Joe Mixon on Sunday. If it's an ankle that there's again no damage, it's just a sprain that you try to go back in the game on, you rest that thing, you get the swelling out for 5 or 6 days, I think there's a chance you could play. Now, given that he's a running back, that could make it tough, but I still think there's a chance that we could possibly see him play. Juice Scruggs is the big one, though. I don't care who the running back is. I can get real excited about seeing Cam Akers and in this game. So I'm good with that. But we need Juice Scruggs up front for pass protection reasons as well as run game.
Well, yeah, so that's a big one there. I know Clint is holding out hope, and it would be great if he does show up and play. When you see doubtful and didn't practice all week, I think you just almost assume to go at least go into it expecting him not to go, and just, hey, be surprised.
Yep.
if he can go get out there and make it work. Again, if you missed it, the major news, Damian Pierce out of this game. Joe Mixon listed as doubtful in this game as they did not practice all week. But Jarrett Patterson, Juice Scruggs are both questionable. Juice Scruggs practicing the last 2 days, and to the point Clint's making, that offensive line did look different without him in it. Now, I think the Bears' defensive line was better in their front seven, but still, they did look different without Juice Scruggs in there with that groin issue. So that is the latest there. Clint, we saw some greatness last night. And when I say greatness, and I see Reggie, by the way, those scoring at home, Reggie did show his ass up. He looks like he's primed for a long evening, to be honest with you, with this outfit. This is an outfit that he doesn't have to go home and change in. He could go ahead and keep rolling out this thing. But Reg is out here. Sean Pendergast is out here. And I wonder what their thoughts are as well on this. I think we saw the best baseball game played by a player ever. I think potentially what we saw yesterday from Shohei Ohtani, Clint, is the best game ever played by a baseball player. 6 for 6, 3 home runs. It could have been 4. It was at the top of the wall. 3 home runs, 10 RBIs, 2 doubles, and 2 steals in the game. 6 for 6. That may be the best game that has ever been played by a player in the history of the game. And, Clint, I'm going to be honest with you. He invented a club and made numbers that have kind of diminished in baseball matter again. I didn't even know there was a 50-50. Nobody even thought of a 50-50 club until he made it. And now this nut can try to get to 60-60, which would be ridiculous if he's able to pull that off. But I'm ready. This for me is the best baseball player I've ever seen.
I think that's fair.
I've ever seen. Now, like this gentleman back here in the Razorback hat, I didn't see Ernie Banks, and you know I didn't see Babe Ruth like he did. But I mean, he's like this is the best I've ever seen. I thought it was Bonds before. Griffey was great as well, but Shohei Ohtani, and we know what he can do on the mound. This is the best. He does it, as you would say, effortlessly.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't – any of the guys you just mentioned are obviously all-time greats, but when you talk about a guy that can go up there and be the ace on your staff and then can be a guy that can go 50-50 on you in a season, it's – you know, it's hard for me to believe that there's been a guy better.
Yeah, he is – it is amazing what he is doing and what he has done. I've never seen anything like that. Six for six, 3. I mean, and he's just hit bombs out. An amazing performance from him yesterday, and he invents the 50-50 club. All right, coming up, we got a lot to get to as well, as we talked about the injury stuff. Some big games this weekend, Clint, in the NFL outside of the Texans. I think the biggest game, for many reasons, may be happening up the road here in Dallas, Clint. You got the Dallas Cowboys, who are 1-1 after getting blown out at home by the Saints. And then you have the Baltimore Ravens, who are now 0-2 after losing at home to the Raiders in their home opener. This feels like somebody might be done. Somebody's season might be over. I mean, if the Ravens lose, they fall to 0-3, Clint. If the Cowboys lose, they'd go to 1-2 with 2 losses at home. And they have been one of the best home teams in football the last several years. That game on Sunday is one that is a huge, huge game for both sides.
Yeah, it's a huge game any way you slice it. I can't get to done because both of those teams they live in divisions where there's still life. Even the other teams in those divisions are. You know, have started with a lot of questions around them. You look at Philadelphia in that NFC East with the Cowboys. Who knows? And you in Baltimore, when you're looking at right now the 2-0 Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, who in the hell's believing in that? So, I think they're still, no matter what happens, I think either team could rebound and even win their division. Yeah, I think so. But to your point, it's a huge game. Because it's gonna, you're talking about two teams that were legitimate Super Bowl contenders, starting either 1-2 or 0-3, and you know, the way in which they've gone about that as well is as disappointing as the record is. So I definitely, there's a lot of big games this week. I think this is probably the most. I'll put it to you this way: I think this is the one that creates the most noise next week. Either way it goes.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out who. I mean, I guess the Ravens need it more because 0-3, and you would think in that division, but that division is now maybe not what you thought it would
that's
be.
That's what I was just saying. Yeah, the division. I mean, the Steelers are leading the division.
Yeah, and the Browns, like, they're 1-1, and the Bengals are 0-2 with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's well, Dallas though. Dallas, boy, you think they lose that game? After they just paid Dak, especially if Dak is a reason.
Just paid Dak, just paid CeeDee Lamb, just got the doors blown off of you at home, and now you got Baltimore at home. Yeah, I would say the Cowboys need that a little bit more than Baltimore.
Do you think so? 0-3. 0-3 is rough. As Sean Pendergast says, 0-3. Yeah, 0-3 is – that is –
0-3 chasing Pittsburgh 2-0.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, I will granted that, like I said, the division is not what we thought it was going to be. It feels like the Bengals are better than
Neither is the Cowboys division. I mean, what are the Eagles going to look like, right?
Yeah, yeah. They just hate each other over there, clearly. I think that is clear. Those groups just completely dislike each other. All right, coming up as we continue here, the Astros get a big win. Kikuchi has another big night. They are 9-0 since he has started. We'll get you also caught up on the injury report from this Texans team is they may have two important pieces out of this game. And Aaron Rodgers showed up yesterday. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.